All right, let's catch up with Moose Pierce, President of Cricket North West. G'day, Moose.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
All right, so the first grade T20 comp started last night.
Yeah, some good weather for it too, which was good. Which was good, and had Ulverston Sheffield. It was a really good crowd up there too. So
at Ulvie?
Yeah, at Ulverston. So that's good. Thursday nights bring some people to watch some cricket, get some money through the bar, hopefully, and the clubs can make a bit of money out of it. So, yeah, three games got away. Ulverston won pretty easily. When you beat Burnie easily as well, and La Trobe and Devonport. Devonport got over the line, I think, chasing 141, so that was a really good game. So, yeah, off and running in the T20 series, another round next Thursday night as well. So just have a look around at your local clubs and see if you're there at home and go and have a look.
It also helps with, you know, a lot of juniors train on a Thursday as well at certain clubs, so you know they can stay on and watch the game as well.
Yeah, there was plenty of kids around there yesterday, and this year it's kind of we've gone away from having T20s in the second grade, so they're just one day, so it's just a club kind of T20 team. So
yeah,
there was a few second grade players. I noticed Devonport had a couple of players from Launceston come up and play. So
yeah,
you can bring players in from the BCL, Mersey Valley. So it's pretty open now, so which is a good thing.
Yeah, don't mind that. All right, let's have a look at the Greater Northern Cup, the 50-over competition for the North and North West. So first we'll have a look at the ladder. So Ulverston on top on 53 points, Launceston on 47, Sheffield on 47, and La Trobe on 43. So we've got three Northwest teams in the top four, as it stands.
Yeah, which is good at the moment.
At the moment,
with two games to go. Launceston sides play this week and then they're finished. So it'd be nice if Launceston get beaten this week. seeing they're second on the ladder, and South Launceston, I think South Launceston play Launceston, so you know, that'll put one of them out, and Riverside have got a bye this week and they don't play next week. So they're not far off the mark of making the four. So hopefully, I think we have one side in. I think Burnie made the semis last year and got beaten.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can have three teams in this year.
Yeah, righto. So that's the ladder. So Ulverston on top of that competition. So this weekend's first grade games. So South Lonnie and Lonnie, as you mentioned, Burnie and Sheffield. Now that one's at West Park, right?
Yeah, it is at West Park. Sheffield have been playing pretty well, as the ladder shows. Mark Simmons away. He's away with the state under 19 female team in Perth, I think. So
he
won't play this week. So that's a huge loss for him. Gary Miles will come in there.
Yeah.
Burnie have been up and down. They're struggling a little bit at the moment. I know Brody Hayes did a hamstring last week, so. Yeah. He's out, it'll be a big loss for them, and obviously they're missing Sean Redmond's the key to them, I think, and won't see until after Christmas. So they're battling a little bit, but at West Park, where they play pretty well, it should be a good game.
Yep. Right, Burnie and Sheffield at West Park tomorrow. Ulverston are at home against La Trobe. Cracking game this one, I reckon.
Yeah, real big game this one. You know, whoever wins this game basically will play final. So Ulverston will want to hang on to top spot, obviously, get a home final, and La Trobe will be trying to do the same, themselves up the ladder. So Ulverston have struggled a bit against La Trobe
last couple of years.
Even when they've had stronger teams than La Trobe, but La Trobe's team's pretty settled now and they're playing pretty well, so it'll be a cracking game.
Yep. And Mowbray play Westbury. Wynyard against Devonport, interesting game. So where's that one being played? Is that at Wynyard?
If Wynyard named first, yeah, it should be at Wynyard. So yeah, good win from Wynyard last week. Won pretty well on the back of Greg Sharman, 94 not out. But, yeah, they're a young team and they're going pretty well for where they've been the last couple of years. They're improving a hell of a lot. And, they should get a win over Devonport, who struggled last week, top three, and then there wasn't much after that. So they've got a few players in the Raiders, which hurts them a bit. So, Wynyard would be hoping to get a win at home.
Yeah, now the merger, which happened a couple of years ago, I guess you'd call it a merger between Wynyard and Myalla, seems to have worked, because before that, they were really struggling for several years. But they've got some extra players that have come in from that team, and it's helped attract other players that maybe have stepped away for cricket for a season or two. So they're going all right.
Yeah, it's made them a bigger club, obviously, and they have to pick more sides to pick from. But it seems to be working, and I think the key will be when they move to the football ground.
They've
outgrown the cricket ground. a few years ago. Change rooms and club rooms, they just need a total overhaul. So once they move to the football ground, bigger, better facilities, you know, there's talk of indoor nets, an extra ground over the high school turf ground. So big things are happening down there. And once that's up and going, that'll even be better for them.
Yeah, very good. All right, so that's first grade for this weekend. I think we've got all the games. I haven't missed any. No, that's it. All right, second grade. Now, the ladder as it stands, Devonport on 53, Ulverston on 40, Latrobe on 40, Burnie on 39, Sheffield on 27, and Wynyard on 14. So realistically, you would assume that Devonport will play finals. Well, I mean...
you wouldn't know that. It's up and down. The silly thing, probably the most organised and... there's been lack of change in the team at Sheffield, and they're not even in the finals at the moment. So they change, the sides change week to week at the moment. The most consistent, as I just said, was Sheffield. So, yeah, there's a lot to play out yet in the second grade. I still think any of the top six could still make the finals and play a big part in the finals come the end of the season.
Yeah. All right, so second grade this weekend, Saturday. So we've got Latrobe and Ulverston at Latrobe. Sheffield and Burnie at Sheffield, and Wynyard play Devonport at the Devonport Oval. I haven't been down to the Devonport Oval I haven't been down there this season yet. How's it looking?
Yeah, really good. Good. Big improvement. The council's actually looking after the wicket and the ground now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it takes a lot of pressure off Devonport, obviously. Brad Cole did a really good job last year.
Yeah.
But it's obviously... gone to a better paying job than being a curator at Devonport. And he's and the council have taken it on, and yeah, it seems to be working really well. So the outfield's in really good nick, and the wicket seems to be on the improve as well. So it's handy, good signs for Devonport Cricket Club and the association having another good outfield and good ground.
Yeah. Oh, have you guys made a decision on where the grand final's going to be? I know it's only December, but you haven't made that?
No. Okay. No, it hasn't been discussed as yet.
All right. So that's second grade. And the women's T20 competition, Saturday, so 5:30 start, Wynyard and Devonport at Wynyard, and Latrobe and Ulverston at Latrobe. So that means the Sheffield ladies have the bye this weekend. Who do you think's the best team in that comp so far?
Yeah, well, Montana Bradley scores runs every time she bats, and Wynyard are on top. They get her out, it might be a different thing. But I think Latrobe and Wynyard are probably still the best two, but the gap's closed a fair bit. So, they're the two at the moment, but Devonport and Sheffield will be in the mix as well. And Ulverston are pretty young and improving as well. So,
Those are on 5:30, and the good news is it should be fine, cloudy but fine all day tomorrow, so it should be a full day's play everywhere, and the rain won't come until Sunday afternoon, so juniors, you might be okay. Hopefully it comes late Sunday.
Yeah, we'll cross our fingers, Darren, and hopefully the kids can get a full day of cricket in.
Yeah, you mentioned Montana Bradley there. She won a premiership with the T20 Cricket Tasmania Premier League T20 comp.
Yeah, the Raiders last week got a win against North Hobart, which was a great result.
Very
obviously,
good.
Obviously finished behind them. That's why it was down at North Hobart. But, yeah, very good win. Montana was a few not out at the end. She'd been captain while the Hurricanes players had been away. So feather in a cap to, captain them and get them to the position where they were and then to win it, which is a good effort.
Yeah, very good. All right, so how many weeks have we got before the break? We go right up to Christmas the week before?
Two games to go, so this week and next week.
All right. Yeah. Anything else? Any other Cricket Northwest news?
No. All going along smoothly at the moment. The weather's helping now, so things are rolling along pretty nicely. And as we said before, the Northwest clubs, we've got three in the top four, so let's hopefully it can stay like that.
Yep, good stuff. Thanks, Moose.
No worries, Darren. Talk later.
All right, Moose Pierce from Cricket Northwest. This is 7AD.